I spoke with a former U.S. Army officer this week, whom I got to know during the first Gulf War. We remembered the morning we went over the border into Iraq, paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne marching behind French tanks, their progress slowed by thousands of Iraqi soldiers who were desperate only to raise up their arms and surrender. The scene was searing and moving. The Iraqi soldiers were men who'd shivered under a month of withering U.S. bombing. They had been abandoned on the desert by their own government and were hungry, wide-eyed, and wounded. They threw down their rifles with glee and disgust. They sank to their knees with thanks. I was struck by the respect with which the young U.S. soldiers from North Carolina, Oakland, and Kansas moved among the Iraqis. When they told them to lie down to be searched, they said please and thank you. Many Iraqis tapped their mouths and said, "Please, Mr. Please," which the young Americans soon recognized as please for a cigarette. Many of them cuffed the hands of Iraqi prisoners behind their backs, but lit a cigarette for them in their lips. Many put a cereal or candy bar in their laps. The men had a sworn duty to kill each other in battle, if they had the chance, but when the battle was over, the Iraqis seemed to have an affecting faith that U.S. soldiers would treat them with professionalism and respect, maybe even more than their own army had. This week, my friend from that first Gulf War said he wondered if any Iraqi insurgents would now refuse to surrender to U.S. forces and even kill U.S. soldiers because they fear being abused and humiliated in a U.S. military prison. To say that hundreds of thousands of Iraqis were tortured and murdered in Saddam Hussein's prison is only a debater's point. Saddam is gone. Iraqi should not have to feel that a year after his fall, life has become a choice between oppression and humiliation. Many people would be more afraid of suffering the kind of intimate degradation shown in the photos from Abu Ghraib than death. Secretary Rumsfeld told the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday, "I feel terrible about what happened to these Iraqi detainees. They are human beings. They were in U.S. custody. Our country had an obligation to treat them well. We didn't, and that was wrong." As investigations proceed, there's concern that the people in the highest positions of responsibility, not just the soldiers shown in the photos, are called to account for their actions or for refusing to act. But every U.S. soldier of every rank has to know that if he or she fails to be respectful and professional with prisoners in custody, the consequences could disgrace and endanger everything the flag they fight for represents.